You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Nearly two dozen agencies across Central New York have been selected to receive a combined $14 million over 5 years to address poverty in the region. The funding comes from a pot of $50 million designated for solely that purpose under Governor Cuomo's Upstate Revitalization Initiative. Onondaga County is the lead agency of the 24-member Alliance for Economic Inclusion, and County Executive Joni Mahoney says everyone came to the table and prioritized which agencies and services could have the biggest impact.
We're not just putting fires out. We're looking at us as a region, and we're looking at systemic problems, and we're trying to address as many of the components of a very complicated issue of poverty as we can. And the beauty of this is that we have real resources behind it now to fund these agencies that have been doing good work.
This funding will enable us to add an additional 150 young people at the middle school level, at the eighth grade level, this coming year. We will stay with them 12 months a year until they graduate, and if they go up to OCC, we'll stay with them up there.
That's Wayne O'Connor with the Hillside Works Scholarship Connection. The agency is receiving $600,000 this year and a five-year allocation of $1.8 million. He says 95% of the middle and high school students they serve are in poverty, a risk factor that puts graduation in jeopardy. Awards were broken down into six categories, including education, transportation, and workforce development. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says the projects will be game-changing for the community.
We're still early on in our administration, but one of the first things that we did was establish a vision. And our city's vision is to be a growing city that embraces diversity and creates opportunity for all people. I can't think of an initiative or a program that helps us fulfill that mission more than what we're here talking about today.
Funding was also allocated to programs in Cayuga, Oswego, Madison, and Cortland counties. Cortland Mayor Brian Tobin says poverty isn't just restricted to larger cities.
City of Cortland, we've got about 20,000 people, 48,000 in the entire county, so it's easy, I think, for us sometimes to maybe not be a priority. But we're dealing with the same issues that we're dealing with throughout the region and throughout the state.
There will be an additional round of funding to allocate the remaining $17 million of the award, and Joni Mahoney says the Alliance will likely give priority to the 10 final applicants that fell short this year, and the 60 others who sent in proposals. $20 million was previously set aside for Say Yes to Education. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.